From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is back for what I believe is the third time, if memory serves, but we have got a little bit different configuration today in our new space. The Bones of J.R. Jones, welcome back. It's good to see you.
It's very good to see you. Thanks for having me.
I feel like when we were in our old space, we kind of had to keep the lid on things a little bit. It wasn't very big. It felt like we were going to be disturbing the folks in the offices
yes,
next door.
Very much so.
And now we've got space for you to do what you do. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Unwind a little bit.
What are we going to hear today? I know when you were last here, the record, Ones to Keep Close, had just come out, and you'd played a couple of songs from it for us.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan today?
I thought we'd do something a little different. I never do this, but I thought we'd try three new ones, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Does that mean that there is some music on the way from you in the form
yes.
of recorded things?
Yes, slowly but surely. It's getting there for sure.
Right on. It's been a while since you were on the West Coast. You just played your first official show in Portland.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went really well. It was great. Good turnout and, you know, first time going through. And so you never really know what it's going to be like, but it was great.
Does it feel more difficult for you to play shows further from home base?
No.
Like the anxiety doesn't ratchet up being that far from your mail and your home Wi-Fi and all that?
No, it's funny. It's I feel the same everywhere I go. Like, it could be two hours or it could be across the country. It's still different, but if the space feels good, it's got a good energy, good vibes, it's going to be a good show.
How's our space feel?
It feels
I mean,
great.
There's no crowd, but there's how's
no
the
crowd.
Space feel?
I'm imagining them. They're here. It's great. I love it.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
On this tour, you are touring with your wife.
I am.
Which doesn't always happen. Does that change the nature of how you schedule the performances and off time in between to go sightseeing or visit with friends and family?
No, unfortunately not. We just do more of it, I guess, as we fit it into the cracks, whether we want to or not.
What have been highlights for you on this West Coast swing?
Oh, man.
I mean, you're from a beautiful place of the world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, it's still, you got to participate in the tourist side of stuff when you're in a new region. We went to I did have a day off near Bellingham, Washington, and so we explored there, had so many oysters, went to Lummi Island and kind of just went on the beach and blueberry patches. I mean, the works. It was great. Yeah.
And you're out of here tomorrow morning and then have to split down to the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
So probably not
a
lot of sightseeing on the way.
Unfortunately not, no.
Do you have another gig or is it an in-studio or something?
It's I have another gig. I'm in Café du Nord.
Oh, yeah. In San Francisco.
San Francisco,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to some music. What do you want to play first for us today?
We're going
to
do one called My Light.
This is the Bones of J.R. Jones. Mm-hmm. His latest is called Ones to Keep Close, and he's live on JPR.
Ground, take me from this world. Won't you please tell me where the hell you're gonna be? 'Cause I'm gonna run to you like the fool I am. I'm gonna run like the fool I am. And send me tonight. So please take my love, open me up, take my flood, 'cause here, baby, as I stand. And I'm counting on you, just like I always do. And baby, don't you know I'm your broken man? Lord, I'm your broken man.
That is the Bones of J.R. Jones playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The latest release is called Ones to Keep Close. When you were a younger guy, you were playing punk music, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you first get into old blues?
Oh, man, I think I was probably like 19 or so, and I was an undergrad at the time, and kind of walked into somebody's dorm room, and I heard they were playing Blind Lemon Jefferson, and man, I had never heard anything like that, and he's the old Texas blues singer from the 1920s or so, and just the way he was kind of just laying it all out, and it sounded ugly and it sounded raw and it was just beautiful, and so I kind of fell into it. And then I was given a 4-disc set of American roots music, like an Alan Lomax field recordings, and that was the only thing I listened to for a good 2 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and yeah, so it kind of took over my life for a minute.
I remember in an interview that you gave with someone that I watched online, you talked about loving this kind of music because on one hand, you're free to do what you want. On the other hand, you can kind of get by not knowing necessarily what you're doing.
I think that's a lot of it. Yeah.
And that undermines, of course, you know, the masters of blues. But you can kind of dip your toe in a little bit and figure it out and come up with your own personality and style.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what I feel like the blues is really just about, that at the end of it. So.
How long did it take you to settle on playing this electrified resonator as your sound?
not very long.
Really?
I was just like, okay, that I went into a guitar. I mean, you know, I was listening to a lot of, you know, Sondheim and Robert Johnson and all the classics or whatever. And I was like, you know, some of them played some resonators, and I went into the first guitar shop I found and was like, that's one, I'll take that. Kind of plugged it in and been trying to make it work since.
So. Makes an awful lot of noise when you play it.
It does.
Are you ready to play something else for us quite yet?
2 seconds.
Okay.
Be right there. In fact,
the Bones of J.R. Jones, my guest today here in the JPR studios. Ones to Keep Close is the name of the new record, thebonesofjrjones.com online. What is the name of the next tune that you're going to play?
We're going to call it Undone.
Right on. Anytime you're ready.
Yeah, here we go. Baby, got me coming undone.
I don't care, baby, where you go, long as you come back home. Cause you're the one, baby, gonna keep me holding on till the morning comes. Yeah. Baby, got me coming undone. 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 And ain't you gonna shake your bones? Yeah, ain't you gonna show your bone, Lord? Ain't you gonna show your bones? Cause I don't wanna be alone. Show your bones. Ain't you gonna show your bones, Lord? Ain't you gonna show your bones? Cause I don't wanna be alone.
The Bones of J.R. Jones playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Ones to Keep Close. Information is online at thebonesofjrjones.com. So when you were last here, Ones to Keep Close had literally just come out.
Yes.
And you have now been out on the road burning in some of these songs for over a year now.
Yes.
Have there been some new discoveries that you have found in songs that were already familiar songs for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always interesting when I play these songs out, especially off that record, because, you know, I kind of went into that record with a studio mindset, you know, like I'm creating a studio record because I play solo live, but the recording studio was full of really talented musicians. And so it's been very interesting trying to find the balancing of how the coming to terms, I guess, with the way the record sounds compared to the live show. And so some of the songs I feel like have kind of taken on their own life and their own character. And it's been a lot of fun, actually.
Now, yeah. When you play with other people on stage, do you have incredibly crazy busy feet? Like, do your feet not know what to do?
It is. Yes. Yeah. In a word, yes. It's, I feel like I'm running all over the place.
You're busy.
Yeah. There's a lot of energy, and I feel like this, actually being forced to sit still in this position that I'm doing right now, is like very, it's very confining, but like I can get it out through my feet and run it. But like if I'm standing, it's a lot of movement and a high energy. It's a lot of fun.
You've got a couple of brothers, yeah?
I do.
Are they musical?
Yes, they are. Or one of them is, I suppose. The other one is smarter than the than the other one and I. We grew up in a pretty musical household. So, yeah.
When you were here last, we were talking about a period of your life where you set music aside for a while.
Yeah.
You got very big into art, to printmaking specifically, as I recall. Went to school, studied it, and what did you just decide it wasn't for you, or did the draw of music just take over?
It was strange. I don't know. I was teaching and working at a print shop at the same time, and not a lot of money in printmaking, surprisingly. And so I kind of, music, like you said, took a backseat for a while, and I started picking up the guitar again and playing more and playing very small open mics and stuff like that. And it kind of just kept, the piece of my life kept growing and growing and growing. And eventually it just overwhelmed everything, I guess.
You have talked about some of the people that have influenced you music-wise. Many of them are names that are not particularly surprising. Springsteen, Tom Waits, Son House, who you mentioned earlier, R.L. Burnside. You also mentioned recently that you have spent time listening to 1970s Ethiopian freeform jazz.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world drew you to that, and how did you even know it was a thing, let alone listen to it?
I was actually, strangely enough, I was... Man, it might have been 2 years ago now. It was two summers ago. And my wife and I, we were at one of our favorite restaurants. And it was one of those beautiful midday things where the restaurant was totally empty and the light and like the sun was pouring in and stuff. And they just, we were the only ones there. And the bartender put on, God, and the thing is, I'm going to murder her name, but it was a jazz pianist from Ethiopia. She was a sister. And so totally self-taught, and everything was just improvised. And so it was just, and it was the most like relaxing, free-flowing, emotional experience I've had in a while. Like hearing her play was, it felt, because it felt like she wasn't reading anything, you know, it was just her sitting down and playing what she felt, which I thought was just amazing.
Hmm. Yeah. Other than the emotional impact of that experience,
yeah.
Is there a more tangible takeaway for you as a musician? Or any affect that it has on what you do from that point forward?
Yeah, I think a lot of that stuff, and I've kind of gone deeper down that hole a little bit, but it's that being 100%, like I'm learning to be confident in my mistakes, if that makes sense, you know, like trying to like not being afraid to try something and kind of feel that wrong note, I guess, if that makes sense, and if it fits that moment, it's the right note. We're getting existential a little bit, I guess.
There's a quote in there, I think, from Miles Davis that I'm going to paraphrase, where he basically said, "There's no such thing as wrong notes. All notes is good notes."
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Well, you're playing a lot of good ones.
Thank you very much.
And I'm glad you're back.
It's good to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for sharing new music with us.
Yeah, of course.
The Bones of J.R. Jones is my guest today in the JPR studios. His latest release, Ones to Keep Close. Do you have a timeline on the upcoming releases as they may exist in the future?
Well, the first one is in the final, where it's just about to go to mixing. So
it's going to be called what, the softer side of the Bones of J.R.
Jones? Yeah, we'll call it the softer side. an intimate evening with, I don't know, we'll call it something. That one is like almost in the can, which is great.
Cool.
And then, so once that's there, we have to figure out how I'm going to release it and,
put it in a package and mail it to us.
Exactly.
And we'll play
exactly. And, after that, we'll start the second one, which is like all the songs are written. It's just got to get to the recording of them. So
fantastic. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing for us.
My pleasure. Thanks
Hope
for having
me. Hope
you
can enjoy our little town.
Without a doubt.
Will you play us one more?
Yeah. We're going to end on a quiet note, if that's all right. We're going to do one called Like an Old Lover.
Gloria, won't you come home and dance with me slow? Hold my head, my dear, like you've got no place to go. And tell me I'm a good man, even if it's a lie. Tell me I've done all right. I need to hear that tonight. Oh, I need to hear that tonight. And I know should have been better to you. Stay one last night, like an old lover would do. Would do. No, I don't blame you for leaving this town. I hear packing up and that you're heading down south, and I just want to thank you. I'm gonna carry you to my end. Oh, you're in my blood, my dear. Yeah, you're my best friend. And I should have been better to you. Stay one last night, like an old lover would do. Like an old lover would do.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks for that, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for listening.
Brand new music here on JPR from the bones of J.R. Jones. His latest release is called Ones to Keep Close. JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Jonathan, thanks again for coming by. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, Eric. Thank you.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com.